I thought the commissioner was very unsteady yesterday, to be honest with you, on CBS. I thought Jim Nance, to his credit, asked all the right questions.
Yes.
And the one question he could not answer, and just you sat back and went, he's got a problem here. Why did you give exemptions to go play in Dubai, but you won't do it with this? Oops. That's a problem. Let's also point out that the 9/11 families expressed their disgust about the Saudi-backed league because of, obviously, the history at 9/11 and Saudi Arabia. They did do that. But at the same time, you've got a commissioner that he just kind of went round and round and round on this thing. And Jim Nance asked all the right questions, and he asked them all in the right tone. The only question I may have added to it, would be, okay, you can always learn something from another enterprise. So, for example, the NFL learned from the AFL, you need to spread the wealth evenly with your TV money. The NBA learned from the ABA, let's put a three-point line in. The challenge flag from the USFL made its way to the NFL. So there's a lot of things that you can learn from rival leagues along the way. What can the PGA Tour learn from what LIV's doing? There's something that you need to take a long, hard look at to say, you know what? Maybe we need to think about that. Maybe it's a retirement fund. Maybe whatever it may be. That's the only question I would have asked. And then there is, and Mickelson met with the media today in Boston. And normally, you know, Mickelson is he's funny, he's engaging. Today he was defensive, which is unusual for him. And, of course, you can see why, but I'm just saying, you know, he had a press conference, he had to address it. You're a six-time U.S. Open runner-up. You're a six-time major champion. Okay? And you're going to have a press conference. So he's like, okay. And and he seemed uncomfortable about it, but again, it was his decision, so he did it. And that's the bottom line. He says he's not going to give up on the PGA Tour, but now the PGA Tour lucked out over the weekend. The Canadian Open, after a rather nondescript leaderboard for 2 days, hit the weekend when CBS was carrying it, and you had a star-studded leaderboard. Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, who eventually won it, Tony Finau. Justin Rose shot, I think Rose shot 60 yesterday.
Yeah, 61. They all had insane rounds over the weekend, yeah, too, which made it even better.
Yeah. So they got what they had hoped for out of it. I mean, it was phenomenal. What's going to be interesting to me is, have you ever seen Mickelson play golf?
Not in person, but on TV,
okay.
I have.
All right. Okay. So in person. The difference, I think now this has changed with Tiger Woods. I think people now love Tiger Woods. The interesting thing about watching Mickelson compete, and I'm going back now to my time of covering the U.S. Open at Merriam when they were both there. You know, not just going to Oakmont when just Phil was there. Because, you know, Tiger's been in and out. But when they both were there. So I am going back 8 years here. But people, Tiger Woods is now beloved, and he's now treated the same way as Mickelson. But at that point in their careers, Tiger Woods was, I've got to see Tiger Woods play. It's Tiger Woods. As opposed to Mickelson, his fans love him. I mean, they love him. Like, they are riding every, you know, every step of the course with him along the way. Tiger brought with him, it's Tiger Woods. You know, it's one of the greatest of all time. I've got to at least see him play. Now, at this stage, because of everything that's happened with Tiger, the comeback, you can see Tiger's now a beloved figure like Phil Mickelson. He's absolutely beloved. So it's going to be interesting to see Mickelson, who has carved out with the fan base a genuine love for him by them, whether that still remains in place when he plays this tournament this week. That's what I'm going to find to be very interesting. How will the fans react? And then you go from there. He certainly is making a lot of money on the other one. A ton. Although it sounds like, you know, and you hate to say this about people, but it sounds like, you know, based on, unfortunately, his off-the-course habits, a.k.a. gambling, it sounds like he needs it. That's not great.